The Philadelphia Orchestra's 2018 tour has moved from Europe to Israel for 3 concerts and a full range of outreach activities. The Philadelphia Inquirer's David Patrick Stearns flew in early and greeted them at the airport.
After much controversy, the Philadelphia Orchestra arrived in Tel Aviv's Ben-Gurion Airport on Saturday and, at its hotel, was greeted with glasses of champagne before they walked in the door. But early the next morning, musicians were headed for an outreach concert at the less glamorous community Nev Shalom, or Oasis of Peace. It's well known to Israel-born Philadelphia Orchestra cellist Udi Bar David.
It's still a unique example of how Arabs and Jews actually live together. They share everything, they alternate mayors, all the children go to the same school and they're all bilingual, they speak Arabic and Hebrew. I think they set an example to the world, and I feel that we should recognize it.
It's significant that the Philadelphians are coming to them, and in places well outside the usual concert halls. Israel has a confluence of cultures, from Russia to Ethiopia. Classical music is a common ground. These encounters could be life-changing, and maybe for the Philadelphia musicians as well, says Bar David.
To introduce the Philadelphia Orchestra to a community like that, I think it's an eye-opener to the organization, to many of my colleagues. We've not had the opportunity to really understand the intricacies of the conflict and the intricacies of efforts to bring people together.
How might that change the way they play Tchaikovsky? At Monday's concert in Tel Aviv, we may find out.